Hello, this is Chris, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
What?
Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
I think they're on the edge of going the wrong way.
Okay, thank you. And according to you, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Our schools.
Thank you very much. And how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor? I'm sorry, you cut off. What was that?
I say good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Worse off.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. We have a scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is natural beauty and physical setting. How would you rate that? Thank you. The next one is offering job opportunities in your field.
I would say good.
Public transportation.
Are you talking about public transportation?
Yes, public transportation.
Okay, I would say just fair.
Thank you. The next one is the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
I would say fair.
Thank you. The next one is availability of quality health care.
I would say good.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I'm really not sure how seriously they take it. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. We can keep on going. The next one is the availability of affordable housing. How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
I think that's pretty good. Actually good, yeah.
Thank you. And the next one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I would say fair. I don't really do that stuff anymore, so I don't really know.
Thank you. The next one is welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Oh, I think that's pretty good.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
That's funny. I would say fair. Yeah, it depends on where you're going, but yeah, it's
Okay, thank you. The next one is public safety and low crime.
Well, we don't have any time, so I don't hear anything.
And on the scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor, where would you rate it?
Excellent.
Thank you. The quality of public schools.
Four.
and effective leadership from elected officials. How would you rate that?
4.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. We're going to use the same scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one on the list is retirees.
What were my choices again?
Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
I would say good.
Thank you.
No.
People like you?
Yeah.
How would you rate that?
Oh, I am retired. For me, it's fine. You know, I you know, like I said, I'm not looking for nightlife or that stuff.
But in the scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor, where do you stand?
I would say good.
Thank you. The next one is families with children. How would you rate that? Ector County as a place for live for families with children.
I would say fair, man. Mm-hmm. Not a lot for kids to dig for, you know.
The next one is immigrants from other countries.
I think it'd be good here.
Thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities.
Hey, well, the whites are the minority. I guess it's pretty true.
And
I'm a minority, so.
Yeah. Okay, so in the scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor, where would you rate it?
I'd rate good.
Okay, thank you. Young and single people.
Probably fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
People living below the poverty line?
Say that again.
People living below the poverty line.
Well, the opportunity to work is here. So it's excellent if you actually want to work.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
I would say good.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd rate it as good.
Thank you very much. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve or deteriorate or stay about the same?
Stay about the same, I think. Unfortunately, yeah.
The next one is economic development. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs for which many communities benefit are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay, thank you. Now we want to know, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident? Not too confident or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about community development. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar, man.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Thank you. And finally, just the last few questions. We need them for statistical purposes about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I got my BS degree.
Okay. Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No, ma'am.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I prefer not to answer that, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And what is your... Yes?
I was.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, what is your annual household income? Is it less than $25,000? $25,000 to $39,999? $40,000 to $74,999? $75,000
plus? Probably $75,000
plus. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired? Yeah, I know you mentioned that, but I need to make this the question.
Yeah,
I'm okay, thank you.
I ma'am, I'm not.
We're about to be finished.
Operator, sure. Retired three, my main three. Business.
Yeah, okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male. Something else. Yeah, no, I'm a male.
Thank you. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No, ma'am.
And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and also your patience. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.